Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Stephen Merrick, M-E-R-R-I-C-K. Address is P.O. Box 106, Crescent Mills, California, 95934-0106. Phone is 530-284-7796. His birth date is 5/10/1950, 72-year-old, retired man. Pharmacy is his insurance is Medicare/AARP. Pharmacy is unknown. It's addressed to Dr. Joseph Shad, S-C-H-A-D, D period, O period. Plumas Rural Health Center, Quincy Clinic, 1065 Bucks Lake Road, Quincy, California, 95971-9599. Phone 530-283-71. 6-1. Clinic phone is 530-283-0650. The fax is 530-283-3541. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for history of Alzheimer's disease. Dear Dr. Shad and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Stephen Merrick for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. I'm sorry that Stephen was not seen today at his scheduled appointment time. Subparagraph. Stephen's wife called indicating that he was too agitated to get in the car and to drive down to Chico. New paragraph. By his wife's report, he has a serious dysomnia with multiple nocturnal arousals and periods of time in which he does not sleep at all, becoming more confused and agitated during the day. New paragraph. By her history, trials of multiple medications, including Seroquel, mirtazapine, more recently Haldol, have been marginally useful in improving his agitation, and but not improving his dysomnia with multiple nocturnal arousals associated with confusion and agitation. New paragraph. Our usual protocol for evaluation of individuals with symptoms of advanced degenerative dementia is to obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative MR brain imaging study at Open Systems Imaging in Chico and have the patient complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires, which can be identified online for evaluation of their overall capacity. New paragraph. Today, we made arrangements with his wife to try and bring him down again at another date on which I might be able to see him. New paragraph. The differential diagnosis with the Alzheimer's degenerative dementia history would be to exclude comorbid depression from his dementia that might be responsive to different medication. New paragraph. An in-lab sleep study, if this could be completed, possibly with more beneficial sedation, might be useful diagnostically in excluding obstructive sleep apnea syndrome contributing to his arousals. New paragraph. At this time, I'm not sure what to tell you exactly. The approach to this individual whose agitation is producing the severe incapacity. The literature review would suggest that admission to a geroneuropsych unit would be useful for diagnostic evaluation and treatment. New paragraph.
We don't have anything like that here in Chico, do we?
No. Unfortunately, we have nothing like that here in Chico.
How about Redding?
No.
And not in Redding or Oroville. New paragraph. I will send another report if he returns for evaluation, new paragraph, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.